Gentlemen, a friendly reminder, candles this evening, 4:13 p.m., 4:13, which makes mincha here and throughout the system at 4:20. We are learning the Sechta Kelim here in the 26th Parak Mishnayos, Zion and Ches. And the Mishnah tells us, and if the leather utensil is already formed, then the fact that you designate it for a particular purpose, which could lead to Tumas Midras, that is enough to make it susceptible to Tumas Midras. So if you designate it as a kli, so that's enough to make it Tamei Meis. But if you're missing the end of the work, the end of the job isn't done yet, Sein Machshava Mitamasan. In such a situation, just designating something doesn't make it Tamei, because it's possible you'll change it. Ela Utzba, the only exception to this rule, is a saddle cover. Why? Because people don't really care to finish off the saddle cover. Once you declare it to be so, the machshava to be so, then that's what the item is going to be, and since you sit on it, so that makes it susceptible to Tumas Midras. The Mishnah also adds, Oros Balabayas, when it comes to the leather of the Balabayas' pouch, so machshava metamasan, right? When the Balabayas says, I'm using leather in a certain way, he's using leather that way, and it's going to create a Tumah. V'shel Abdan, but if he's if the leather happens to be by the tanner, Sein machshava metamasan, there the machshava doesn't work. Shel Gana, if it belongs to a thief, machshava metamasan. We assume that when the thief steals something, he's going to be kone through yish, through giving up hope. And so then by definition, the thought process is going to create a tumah. The Shel Gazlan, ain machshava metamasan. As far as we're concerned, when there's overt gezela, the guy does it openly, so then the machshava is not going to be metame. So Rishimah no machilufa tvarim. Rishimah, so what are you talking about? It's exactly the opposite. The guy is a thief, openly, he doesn't go in the cover of darkness, you got to be really scared of that guy, and so this machshav is going to create a tumah. When it comes to a ganav, you realize the guy's a petty thief, he's going to get caught. And so if that's the case, you don't have yish yet, and since that's the case, if the ganav intends for something to be done as far as the tumantara is concerned, the machshava is not going to be mitame. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful, terrific Shabbos.